patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
Let us begin. Who, what, where, why, or when? Well, I'll be explained like instruction to a game. See, I'm not insane. In fact, I'm kind of rational.
What are the chances I know that song, Pebble?
Zero.
Less than 0%.
What are the chances Zora knows that song?
I'll bet Zora does.
Wait, I need a repeat.
Let us begin. Who, what, where, why, or when? Well, I'll be explained like instructions to a game. See, I'm not insane. In fact, I'm kind of rational. When I'll be asking, who is more dramatical, this one or that one? The white one or the black one? Nothing?
Tony, you know I never know these things off the cuff. You always do this.
I do it to Homer all the time, too.
Time.
All right, what is it? Give her a little tip and see if she can help. Give another famous song by this person.
No, she's too old. She's too young. It's My Philosophy.
My answer is always MC Hammer. That's my answer to everyone.
It's My Philosophy by KRS-One. Zora, do you know KRS-One?
No.
No, see, yeah. It's old hip-hop.
Dang.
That's all right.
That's his question. My question is...
Next week.
I'm not worried about the Bucks, but how did they lose to Houston, huh? What?
I knew you all were going to bring this up.
Homer's bringing that up.
No,
not
I'm
me.
Not worried about them.
I know you're not worried. But
I don't. I just want to know how that happens. Now, Middleton got hurt and went out early, but they won games without him.
That's not.
So what happened?
Well, I mean, the Bucks shot 36% from the field. So offensively, they just couldn't get it going. Turnover-wise, 16 turnovers led to 18 Rockets points. A lot of those turnovers came in the fourth quarter. And Houston was just a little too close for comfort. And you have to understand, like, a team like the Rockets, like, every single time they step on the floor, they're desperate for a win. Right? Whereas the Bucks are accustomed to winning.
Is that a nice way of saying they stink?
I mean, they're not one of the best teams in the league.
Okay.
Right. The Rockets are not. In fact, one of the worst at 8-18. Is that the worst record? No.
No, it's not even close.
Pretty close. I mean, the worst record in the league is 7-22.
It's not good.
So, yeah. I mean, the Rockets are the worst in the West record.
But their fans should have hope, right? Kind of like the Packers at 5-8. Their fans should have hope.
All right. Detroit's got seven. Charlotte's got seven. Orlando has eight. I think Houston's better than all three of those teams. Am I giving them too much credit?
I think Charlotte's better than...
Right.
Orlando and Detroit and Houston. I honestly don't know what's going on with the Hornets. On paper, their roster is way better
really
than
good.
What they're
yeah.
playing, even without LaMelo Ball. But, the Rockets, you know, it's a big deal to be in a position to beat the Bucks, and they hung around the entire game. Bucks had uncharacteristic turnovers. I mean, watching some of the clips back, watched them over again, I was like, oh, I mean, Drew Holiday, right? Throwing the ball at Giannis's feet, or, you know, a lob to Brooke right. a little too high.
One of those games.
Uncharacteristic.
But, yeah, but that's why coaches, that's why coaches say don't let them be close, because then anything can happen
right.
when you get close.
You got to put them away.
Yeah.
You got to put them away.
Well, they better put Golden State away tonight, because Golden State's not the same situation. They stink
really
on the road. They're the worst road team. They might be the worst road team in the league. I think they are. 2-11.
But that's a different animal, though. It's not Houston.
Oh, but how? Oh no! Wait, Orlando's 1-11. 2-11. That's horrible.
I don't know why they're so bad on the road.
I would guess defensively they're not good. That's usually what it is.
They're really bad defensively on the road too. But I just the disparity is very, very interesting.
Yeah.
To be 12-2 at home and 2-11 on the road, but they do have Stephen Curry, so. Anything goes.
Yeah, but their record in general is very shocking at this point, though.
Yeah, 500. Well, when you're 2-11 on the road, you can only be so good.
I agree, but I still think this is a matchup worth hyping up. Steph, Giannis, Tuesday night, you know, one of the primetime games. I'm excited to see how it all goes down, who shows up. Chris Middleton, probable. Again, and, you know, I hate, like, the Bucks have gotten so used to playing without Chris, so it's not a, like, make or break, but obviously Chris on the floor makes the Bucks better, right? Wesley Matthews off the injury report. I bring that up because Wesley is really used in the bigger games, which is very interesting. If you look at the, you know, Wesley's minutes per game, he plays more against better teams.
Right, because of defense. He can guard anybody.
Right. Like, the Bucks don't necessarily need him against a Charlotte Hornets team or Orlando Magic. But when they're playing Stephen Curry and the Warriors or Klay Thompson and the Warriors, right, like, you can really use Wesley.
Well, when you're as old as he is, you can't use him all the games, so you pick and choose him. That's right. You tell IV that I said he's old, which is amazing that he's as good as he is defensively, as old as IV is. And it's a credit. He's the greatest Marquette free agent in the history of the NBA. No one's even
close. Wesley's the best.
Yes, he is.
Doris, I just want to go back to Middleton for a second. Where would you say he's at right now, as far as like percentage wise, back to the old Chris?
I don't know if it's putting a percentage on it because it's just so much rhythm. He hasn't been able to get a rhythm, and I was so encouraged during parts of that game against the Mavericks on Friday because some of the shots he was making, I was like, oh, that's the Chris we all know. Like just some of those.
All right, so how close is he? I want to know how close he is.
I just don't think he's had a fair shot. Like, he had the one game back.
He can't be determined yet.
I can help you out. He's not close. There's no rush to get him close. They'll take as long as it needs because this is all preseason.
Now can I hear from the professional?
I know.
I'm trying to get the professional opinion.
Let's see what she says. She's going to agree with me. She always does.
That's true.
He's not there, but I don't think it's any fault of just how things have gone. And what I mean by that is he gets the one game back. He does really well, and then it happens to be a back-to-back situation, so he can't build off that one game, right? Then, this past week, he's got the good game against Dallas, and he tweaks his ankle against Houston, and he has to leave the game. So he hasn't just had, like, a couple games to get a flow. And that's what I want to see before we start making any inclination on, okay, where's Chris at, you know?
They got 56 games to get him ready.
It's just not consistent, huh?
They got 56 games to get him ready.
Yeah, but we can't play this game. Homer, you know this. We can't play the whole, like, we can't play this game.
All right, so how many games before the end of the preseason, regular season,
when you're in second place,
does he need? How does he need? 20?
Before the end of the preseason.
Yes, this is preseason.
I mean, one would argue that the NBA really starts Christmas Day, right? Yeah. So...
But I mean, like 20, you want him to be,
would argue that.
You want him to be 100% for the final 20 regular season games, for the final 30.
No,
I'll accept whatever number you say.
No, I believe he has time. He's got time.
He does have time.
Also, for his own sake, I think he wants to, you know, get into a little bit of a groove. Plus, I want to see what this team looks like with, like, everybody in true form. We haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, well, when is that going to happen, though?
I don't know.
Right.
I mean, it's going to happen tomorrow?
No, that's what I'm saying. When you haven't seen him, but yeah, you don't know if that's ever going to happen. Who knows what injury is going to happen?
Well, wait. It will happen.
Oh, it will happen. You'll be 100% healthy. When has that ever happened?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a rarity.
Well, I mean, nobody's ever 100, but he'll feel good.
They'll be ready for the playoffs, the regular season, with 20 games left in the regular season.
Okay, so is 20 games enough? Is 20 games the number of, like, the magical ramp-up to the playoffs for teams like the Bucks? Like, okay, we can,
well,
you know.
You were on one. What was it when you were on that team?
It's different nowadays,
okay.
I think.
All right.
I think 20 games is enough.
You think 20 games is enough? Where they really got it? Okay,
yeah,
that's...
but you don't want to. Like, you want to be full throttle all the time if you can. You don't want to say, "Hey, I've got time." But yes, like, worst come to worst, 20 games is enough.
So, Tony, even like I said, back to you. Like, was there a point late in the regular season where Magic or somebody said, "Let's go"?
I see. Back in the day, man, I remember those guys were on you all year. They weren't letting you. They weren't letting you slack up. They didn't like to lose games. So, Magic was on you, especially the bigger games, like the games that we talked about. Like this could possibly be right. It's two teams that probably know. Okay, we're both going to be in the playoffs. We both got shots to win it all. I want to try to make a statement to this team when we see them. So, hey, this is what you're going to deal with. This is what you're going to get, right? Are you getting that feel from this game from anybody, Sora?
Yeah, and I think that these guys are competitors. Like, Bobby Portis after the game in Houston was asked about the game in Houston, obviously, and he addressed it, and then, without even being prompted, brought up the game against Golden State. He was like, oh, yeah, and, like, we've got a big game on Tuesday. The guys never just go to the next game like that. You know, I think these guys get excited for, and they won't admit it. They won't say. Now, there's certain guys. Like, Bobby will admit it. Drew will admit it. But a lot of the other guys try to say every game's the same. But no, it's not, because they're human beings, and naturally, you get up when you're going to play the reigning champions, right? Like, just like everybody gets up against them.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, when we used to go, like, in the we'd be selling out all the arenas because everybody wants to come in. They want to see the Lakers play, right? The Bucks kind of get that kind of treatment now. You go to the Bucks, go on the road.
Yeah,
they're filling
Giannis.
Up arenas. Yeah, they fill up
Giannis.
Arenas. They want to see Giannis. They want to see the Bucks. So it becomes a big game in that sense because, you know, this team, just like the Houston team, right? They're going to load up for you, whether you're at their place or they're at yours. Hey, we got a chance to do something. We got a chance to beat the Bucks here. And you know they're gonna come with it. So that's why I think Magic and Worthy, those guys were always on us. Like, hey, you can't fall asleep. They're coming for you.
Right. So how is Giannis like that? Is there any?
Is Giannis is a vocal one though?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
He won't admit, but Giannis would never say like one game is bigger than another.
So I mean, he's the leader. He sets the standard for the team. Is the standard playing hard by everybody, even though it's preseason, because of the standard that Giannis sets? Or what's the reality? Does he do it by example? Would he say? Does he say something? Or
yeah, no, Giannis is an example leader. Giannis is not the vocal leader of this team.
Who is Bobby?
I think
Portis or
no,
Holiday?
I would say Chris actually is probably. In his own way, more so the vocal leader of the team. Like, Giannis is the do-as-I-do type leader. He's not as much of, like, a vocal leader.
What was Magic like? Was Magic talking?
He was yapping the whole time. Oh. Yep. He's pretty much the coach. He's talking. I mean, it's a lot of times it's basically, like, you tune out the coach because he's always... Coach is always going to be yelling and yapping, but you know when Magic gets mad at shoot around because guys aren't focused, it's the problem. So all of a sudden, everybody's...
Yeah, Giannis isn't going to do that.
What irritates Giannis, like in practice or other times? Is it anything?
When he's not performing the way he wants. But I don't see him get frustrated at other people. I've never seen that.
He's mad at himself. It's his own performance.
Yeah,
he doesn't get mad and other people are screwing up.
Yeah, no. And the Bucks are like, I mean, aren't they? I think they are like the oldest team in the league, you know, averaging out all the ages. Like, these are professionals. They're not getting issues in practice where guys aren't going hard or, I mean, Coach Bud doesn't have to deal with that. It's very much like using time for strategic purposes. You know, I mean, Coach Bud is not coaching effort, which makes it a lot
helps.
Easier. I think
coaches
would say that. Yeah. Yeah. So that's why, I mean, Giannis doesn't really have to get on anybody for anything. I mean, you listen to those Bucks huddles. Chris talks to people on the side. George Hill is pretty vocal. Bobby's vocal. And then it's the guys, you know, like, obviously, Thanasis is always saying something. Wesley Matthews, pretty vocal. It's different guys than you'd think.
Thanasis is like Lil Jon.
Yeah! What? Okay!
That's true.
He is. We should have him. We should have him on the show once in a while. I like his energy.
He's the hype man.
Yeah, he's loud enough for me.
He's got great energy.
Okay.
He's got great energy.
I know one thing.
I do challenge you though. If you have Thanasis on, don't ask him about Giannis for the entire time.
Why not?
What?
The first thing I'm going to say. Hey, how does it feel? Joining us now is Giannis's brother. He has a name, but come on. He's just Giannis's
he has
brother.
A name. Don't get him on, Sora, please.
Yeah, why not? I'd love to talk about that.
Let's get him in studio. I dare you say that to his face.
I will say that to him, yes. And I think he'll handle it fine. He has.
I'll make sure to record it so Zora can see an old man get knocked out.
No, he's gonna knock. He has incredible energy.
He's going to come across the table, too.
Hold on. You think he doesn't accept that?
No.
Oh, come on.
But that doesn't mean it's not annoying.
Exactly. He like, knows
he's his own person.
He knows knuckleheads know like you're going to do it.
Oh, come on.
Like it.
He knows his own person. He has a job with the Bucks because Giannis is his brother. He knows that, too. They'd play his mom at point guard if they had to. Right?
No, Drew's the point guard.
All right, okay.
She can come off the bench, though.
All right.
I was like, oh, we're getting out of hand here.
No, we're not getting out of hand. He's spectacular in the energy.
Wait, does that shock you that Homer's getting out of hand?
No, let's just address this. He is such a great teammate. He's such a good teammate that nobody even uses that stuff, though everybody knows. The only reason he's on the team is because he's Giannis's brother. But he's so good at who he is and what he is that everybody loves him. They don't care if he's Giannis's brother. How about that? What do you think of that analysis?
It was a great comeback after you didn't even address the guy's first name.
Yeah, he's Giannis's
great
brother.
Great comeback. Oh, geez. It's an attempted
I
save.
I always agree with Homer, like, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That has not been going well lately.
We haven't heard.
Be careful what you say on this show, Zara.
I can tell you she'll agree with me on this. I can count on one thing tonight. I can count on one thing tonight. You know what?
No, what's that?
He's going to get 30. He's putting
Giannis?
30, of course.
Put it in prize picks then.
You got a bit more than that. I think he's above 30 in prize picks.
Oh, okay.
I'd love to check.
Yep, I agree. Giannis shows out in games like this.
Yeah, he wants everybody to know the best player on the floor. Right?
Yeah, even though he doesn't have to prove anything.
Correct, but that's the challenge.
We all know
you got to prove it. Hey, do you remember the line from... Five heartbeats. Every night I got to prove my love.
All right. Well, I think that's a challenge.
Well, you got to do it every night.
You do. You do. But I'm just, my own personal opinion. I don't think he has anything to prove. But
of course not.
Obviously. Like,
not to you.
Like, this is a guy that picks different motivating factors each and every day, right? And the motivation today is pretty obvious. You're playing the defending champs. So.
Yeah, and they've sucked on the road, so we better put a whooping on them.
Yeah. I'm interested to see what Steph does.
Yeah.
I don't know about a whooping, but how about a win?
No, they'll take anything, but the numbers, and they'll show you that the defensively is where Golden State's been horrible on the road. But they got no bench too. Their starting five does as well as any starting five in the league, I think. But they got nothing on the and their bench is getting a little better, so.
But the Bucks bench has what? Arguably, actually, I'm going to just take out arguably because that's a cop out. The Bucks bench has the sixth man of the year.
Be decisive.
But they got a great bench.
They who? Sixth man of the year?
Wait.
No, the Bucks have a great bench.
Wait, hold on. She said sixth man of the year. Who's this?
I did. The Bucks bench has the sixth man of the year on it. Who am I talking about, Homer?
Yeah, who?
Carter.
Oh,
that was the wrong answer.
This is awful.
What's wrong with it?
Bobby Portis.
Yeah, I apologize. He's not a sixth man.
What is he?
He's
what?
A starter. I don't care.
He doesn't start.
It doesn't matter. He's a starter, if he doesn't start.
That actually matters.
No, not
to me. I got him as a starter.
That's a definition.
No, he's a starter.
Well, all the more reason for him to be sixth man of the year than if you're categorizing him as a starter when he doesn't start.
Yeah, okay, fine, yes. But Homer, to me.
As with everything, Zara, Homer's got his own set of rules.
Well, no, hold on. All right, let me ask you this. You explain to me why he doesn't start. Is he one of their top five players, yes or no? Ain't even close.
No.
You got five players better than Bobby Portis. Let me hear him, because they don't exist.
The ones that are starting above him.
No, they're not better than he is.
Who's he better than?
All right, Giannis.
I think you could.
He's number five, and it ain't close.
Name the five that are
the four
are
ahead
starting.
Of him. No, Giannis.
Who are the five starters are?
Well, they start Grayson Allen.
So you think Portis is better than Grayson?
It ain't even close.
Okay, I mean you can think that.
What do you think? You name the top. Who's the fifth best player on this team?
I'm not a fan of Grayson,
so
of course.
I don't care. Who's the fifth best player on this team? Everybody. It is anonymous. 100% would say it.
I think you could argue that, Homer.
I don't know. But everybody would agree.
Except
me. Argue it. It's like
different kind of impact. Different kind of impact.
Yeah, no. Bobby Portis is better.
Mm. Mm.
What does Grayson Allen do that Bobby Portis can't do? Did he shoot threes? I don't even know about that.
Well, yeah. I mean, Grayson has had some game winners this season. Just
Yeah, just so you know, easy on the Grayson Allen hate.
Oh man.
Yeah, like last week in New York.
Oh, look at! Can you guys just apologize? Bobby Portis is averaging a double-double, and we're discussing whether Grayson Allen is better. You both apologize to Bobby Portis right now. Just go ahead. Just
you
do right
doing.
You're
discussing who's better. I brought up that he's sixth man of the year for that very reason, averaging a double-double off the bench.
He's a starter. Explain to me why he doesn't start.
Zora's not arguing. She always agrees with you.
No, not always. She
Tony
came back.
Has a button just ready to go.
that's not me, by the way.
Yeah, explain why he doesn't start.
Because when you're putting together a lineup, you're not putting the five best players out on the floor. You have positions, and you have to match up defensively. There's a lot of different...
When you put a starting lineup...
You need some power and some impact off the bench.
The definition of a starting five is not your five best players.
No, it's not.
Oh!
No.
That shows, Zora, who we're dealing with. He's a tennis player.
Hold on.
We'll check
how many starting fives they have in the league and how many of those teams have their best five players start.
Check it out, then.
I know. I just did.
You'll see.
30 of them have their five best players. I just made that up.
All right, Zora. Thank you. We got
to
go.
Zora, you look up next week and get back to us how many of the teams start their five best players.
Don't be giving Zora homework. She's got work
to do. She lives it. She isn't homework.
She's busy.
That's opinionated, but fact is that BP should be sixth man. All right.
Bye.
See ya.
Double-double.
Don't be giving out homework to the guests.
She's got people to ask.
Pebble, cut his mic off and get
the
break.
She has peeps.